parents and teachers alike, while also being a bit of a rip. I don't know how she got away with it. She didn't go to a single PE class, and the one time she convinced me to Mitch, I got so nervous my stomach went funny and I spent the entire 40 minutes in the girls' cloakroom. I might as well have been in the sports hall doing the bleep test. To this day, I still have to make sure I'm near a toilet if I'm stressed. It seems like a lifetime ago, but at the same time, not much has really changed. Even Westlife are back at it. I can faintly hear Mammy downstairs shouting at Liveline. I can faintly hear Mammy downstairs shouting out the answers to the Just a Minute quiz as I flick open a random page, 19th of February. Ashling Wazir is scrawled around 30 times, and I remember I was experimenting with the tail on my G that year. Straight? Curly? It looks like I was undecided. I still think the hearts above the eyes are quite funky. You always did have lovely handwriting, Ash, Madge says approvingly. Practice makes perfect, and God knows I was trying to be perfect. I flick again. Ooh, what's this? I say with a smile. March 23rd, Magella Morin is not my friend. Magella Morin betrayed me. Magella Morin better watch her back. The words are scrawled in block capitals. I rack my brains trying to remember what I was on about. Was that the time you told Baby Chief Gittins my 32AA bra was absolutely swimming on me? I ask. Magella looks pensive. Can't remember, bird. That doesn't sound like something I'd do. Oh, you did? But it was only because I decided Sinead McGrath was going to be my best friend, and I gave you back that friendship bracelet you got me in Tremore. You wagon? She swats me with a rolled-up copy of Wedding Bells magazine. I saw Always the Bridesmaid on the cover and couldn't leave it behind me in the newsagents in Dublin last week. The woman at the till had asked was I the bride or the bridesmaid, and I told her and we ended up talking for 15 minutes about the best way to transport the dress. Helping to transport the dress is one of a bridesmaid's most important duties, and the woman in the shop, Helen was her name, we nearly swapped numbers, told me she once booked an extra seat on a flight to Palma for the dress. Needs must and all that. There was quite a queue behind me at that stage, and I definitely heard a few toots, so I had to take my magazine and let people pay for their chicken fillet rolls. As I was walking out, the woman called after me. You sound like a great friend, Ashling. I hope all brides have an Ashling in their lives. And I was pure delighted until she roared, and your time will come too, as I skirted the postcard stand on the way out the door. I turned the page in the diary again, and were greeted with what looks like an essay. The heading across the top, underlined several times, reads 30 things I must do before I'm 30. Oh, Jesus, I remember this. I was trying to pluck up the courage to buy a packet of pads in the chemist in Knock when I overheard Kelly Kennedy and Linda Dalton from sixth year reading out an article from Cosmopolitan about goals to achieve before that particular milestone. I was afraid to even look at Cosmo on the shelf in Feelings in case I accidentally picked up a sex tip.
Have savings. Maybe if I stopped spending all my babysitting money in Topshop,
Kelly had laughed, leaning on the counter while Linda took bottles of Sun In out of a box. The whole school had gone bonkers for the stuff, and I was nearly tempted myself until Deirdre Ruin turned her fringe bright orange. I dropped the pads and skulked out. When I got home, I decided to do up my own list, right in this very room, actually. Magella takes the diary out of my hand and scans the page.
You're not doing too badly at all here, Ash.
Really? Read me out a few there.
Okay, number one, buy something in Topshop.
Check. It was a pair of sunglasses, 50% off because I got them on the 8th of December.
Number two, go on an amazing road trip with your bestie.
We've definitely done that. We were only in Kildare Village last week, so yeah, check.
Number three, read Moby Dick.
I have it, I've started it.
Number four, buy my own car.
Well, I went in with Daddy on it.
Number five, do the women's mini marathon.
Check, and I have a number of t-shirts to prove it.
Number six, shift Prince William.
Madge grimaces a little, and we look at each other and say in unison, nodding, Prince Harry instead.
His manners are just as good, I'm sure, and he'd treat you like a queen, Magella says confidentially. No less than you deserve.
She runs her finger down the page.
Not too shabby at all, Ash. Assuming you're going to finish Moby Dick, given that Harry and William are taken, and since you can no longer meet Pope John Paul, you're 27 out of 30. I'd be happy with that. Very happy.
What's the last one then? Magella takes a deep breath.
Number 30, get married, preferably to Shane.